Hey, I'm Jammin' Jeffrey, and you're listening to
What Floats Your Boat?
Today we're discussing red hair. Now for those of you who don't know me, I have red hair. Some people may feel that, hey Jeff, your hair's not that red anymore. Well, you know what, when I was little, my hair used to look like a fireball. So, therefore, till this day, I still consider that I do, in fact, have red hair. So, as of lately, there has been a big controversy that has been started by South Park. Yes, friggin' South Park. Seriously, how can a TV show create so much controversy? Okay, stupid question. Well, what is the controversy? Well, in the show, they talk about gingers versus daywalkers. So, a daywalker is a ginger that does not burn in direct sunlight. They're hated by true gingers. The daywalker can sustain extended periods in sunlight and even has traces of a soul. Because they are still part ginger, freckles may or may not be present. So, basically, they're telling me that a ginger has no soul. Really? What is wrong with our society? If this isn't controversial, then I don't know what is. Now, because of this episode of South Park, November 20th is now a national holiday called Kick a Ginger Day. Are you serious? It's bad enough that we are at war in the Middle East and have all these racisms in our own country that we have to deal with, but now we have a new ism? Okay, I'm gonna call it hair colorism. This is seriously not cool. I have heard stories of red-haired kids being beaten down by their schoolyard chums, little kids getting hospitalized because of the color of their hair. Seriously, this is a new low for our country. Not cool. So, what can we do to combat this problem? Well, I've come up with a couple of solutions. The first one, increase security on November 20th. We should have more police cruisers cruising the streets to look at all these hair colorists and make them pay for their actions against red-haired people. But because I would rather trade faces with the Elephant Man than have to deal with the police, I came up with a couple other ones. The second one I came up with would be, well, just kind of a message to all red-haired people who have trouble defending themselves. I would say, find a bodyguard, someone who isn't a hair colorist, and pay them to protect you. Use your lunch money, food, whatever the cost. Trust me, it could save your life. But I would rather get back at all these hair colorists. So that leads me to solution number 3. We need to form a group. All red-haired people need to have a conference on November 20th, Kick a Ginger Day. We're talking like Star Wars-sized conventions here. Now we need to meet, discuss the serious issue at hand, and strategize. When the meeting is over, it is time for us to rush out of the building that we are meeting at, go and kick some serious ass. So here we go. I, Jammin' Jeffrey, am officially proposing the idea to all that we change November 20th from Kick a Ginger Day to Get Your Ass Handed to You on a Silver Platter by a Ginger Day. So you think that title is long? Well, guess what? I'm a ginger, and on November 20th, I'm gonna kick your ass, unless of course you have red hair, cause then he'll be joining me. Well, that's what floats my boat this week, so the tables have turned on all you non-redheads. Beware. Until next time, I'm Jammin' Jeffrey, and thanks for listening. Boy!
What floats your boat?